nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, September 9th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. Happy to be with you here this morning. It's been a crazy weather week, an interesting weather weekend. We're going to talk more about that coming up. I do want to echo something that was just said on our news update, thanks to Dale, who's doing the news there this morning, that the Lions Club of Washington has canceled their Car-BQ show. That it was scheduled originally for tomorrow. With the weather, they just decided that it's not really a feasible option. So the Car-BQ in Washington, thanks to the Lions Club there, that has been canceled tomorrow. So if you're planning on going to that, we do apologize. The weather doesn't always cooperate, you know. These things, they do happen. I'd also like to take a moment to send a shout-out to my It Should Have Been You family. I was in that show in Goshen 5 years ago, and most of us got together last night, and it was just a great experience, you know. You've heard me say, you've heard other people on this show say that theater creates families. You know, every cast is its own thing, and it becomes its own bonded group, and that It Should Have Been You cast was a really, really special one. It was so great to see so many faces that I hadn't seen in a while, like the inimitable Steve Serrero. He was there. And if you know Steve, you know how wonderful it is to see him anytime. So shout out to the It Should Have Been You family. What, what? This morning here on Backstage, we're going to be featuring a show that, believe it or not, I'm not a big fan of. And, you know, to each their own, you know. I don't judge other people's choices. I ask that people don't judge my choices. But it's a show that it is part of the annals of Broadway history. It is a massive show with a massive fan base, and I get it. That's great. It's just, you know, not something that has ever really drawn me to it. I'm talking about the musical Cats. Yes, the musical Cats, which has music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics technically by T.S. Eliot. What Lloyd Webber did is he took a book of poetry that T.S. Eliot published, which was called, I believe, Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. Yep, that's the title. And he turned those poems into the lyrics for the show Cats, which ran on Broadway for, seemingly for forever. I mean, I think it's still technically something like the fifth longest-running show in Broadway history. It opened in 1982 on October 7th at the Winter Garden Theater, and it ran to September 10th of the year 2000. So that's, you know, just about 18 years almost, just shy of 18 years. It ran for 7,485 performances, and when it closed at that time, it was the longest-running Broadway show ever. Again, it has since been surpassed. It is now, I think, the fifth longest-running Broadway show in history. But when it closed, it was the longest-running Broadway show ever. And I still remember when I was young, before I really knew what Broadway was, I remember the commercials on TV advertising Cats, and they had the tagline, I think it was like, now and forever. And the two cat's eyes and the iris, the pupils, excuse me, of the cat's eyes were dancers, you know, in these elegant poses. So it was a phenomenon. It was massive. It took over the conversation. And it's a very unusual show. It doesn't have your typical narrative structure because it's based on a collection of poems that don't really tell a cohesive story. So Andrew Lloyd Webber, he liked the poems. He started setting them to music. And then his good friend, producer Cameron McIntosh, recruited Trevor Nunn, a amazing director, and Gillian Lynn, who, tremendous choreographer, would later go on to choreograph Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. And they created a whole musical that tells the story of a tribe of cats that are called the Jellicles, and a special night where they choose one cat to sort of ascend into this like heaven type place, later to be reborn in a new life. And the focus was really on the music and the dancing. It wasn't so much about the story, and audiences just fell in love. So since tomorrow will be the 23rd anniversary of the original Broadway run's closing, I thought, you know, I don't think I've ever featured Cats on its own. Why not? Let's feature Cats. So we're going to kick things off with the prologue song, Jellicle Songs for Jellicle Cats.
Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark?
Dare you look at a king?
Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark?
Are you cock of the walk
when you're walking alone?
Because Jellicles are and Jellicles do and Jellicles would. Jellicles would and Jellicles can. Jellicles can and Jellicles do.
When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet?
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the heavy side lair?
Because Jellicles can and Jellicles do. Jellicles do and Jellicles can. Jellicles can and Jellicles do. Jellicles do and Jellicles can. Jellicles can and Jellicles do.
Can you ride on a broomstick to places far distant? Familiar with candle,
with book and with bell.
Were you Whittington's friend?
The Pied Piper's assistant.
Have you been in alumnus of heaven and hell?
Are you mean like a minx?
Are you mean like a lynx?
Are you keen to be seen when you're smelling a rat?
Were you there when the pharaohs commissioned the sphinx?
If you were and you are, you're a Jellicle cat. Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats. Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats. Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats.
Balance on ours, we can
go. Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats here on Backstage on WZBG. And it was a show that just took over Broadway. It was the show to see when it debuted back in 82, I think. Everybody saw Cats. Some people saw it multiple times. And the marketing, I think, was really brilliant. They came up with a great slogan. They had the billboards. You know, if you lived in Connecticut, in New York, probably in New Jersey as well, you were hearing about Cats and encouraged to go see it. And it worked. And people went in droves. And there was also the recorded performance, right? It used to air on PBS from time to time during their funding drives, and I think you can still get it on home media, you know, Blu-ray, DVD, things like that. So people wanted access to it, and they got access to it. And if you like it, you like it. You know, it's got some great music. It's the poetry is by T.S. Eliot. You can't go wrong with T.S. Eliot. The dancing was the thing that really, I think, set it apart. Gillian Lynn's choreography was ambitious. It was captivating. The way that different cats would do different kinds of dances, it drew everybody in. So there's a reason it lasted as long as it did, and which is why we're celebrating it here on Backstage this morning. Up next, we're going to get into the naming of the cats, since the whole concept is that these cats are going to select one of their own to ascend into the Heaviside layer, as they say, or the Heaviside something. You have to know who's eligible, and the cats kind of break the fourth wall, and they talk to the audience, and they let you know who's who and what's what. So here it is from the original Broadway cast recording of Cats the Musical, The Naming of Cats.
There's a man over there with a look of surprise, as much as to say, well, now, how about that? Do I actually see with my own very eyes a man who's not heard of a Jellicle cat? What's a Jellicle cat?
What's a Jellicle cat?
Name.
The Naming of the Cats from the original Broadway production of Cats here on Backstage on WZBG. And that song is an interesting song in that it sort of captures the unusualness of cats, I guess, for lack of a better word. You know, I once heard someone say that the difference between dogs and cats is dogs come when they're called, cats come when they're interested. And that sort of hits the nail on the head, right? That dogs, they're about the companionship, they're about the loyalty, man's best friend, yada, yada, yada. Cats have strong personalities and highly independent spirits. And they behave in ways that are sometimes hard to explain because cats have their own agenda and they do their own thing. And that song suggests that, yeah, you know, there's the name that we have for our cats and the nicknames and everything else, but that truly, if you want to get down to it, on the inside, they have their own name that they never share. That is who they really are. And, you know, I don't know that if you wrote the musical Dogs, you would have that same kind of philosophical bent about it, but I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too deep. Maybe that's what's happening here this morning. So why don't we move on? Again, the whole point is this Jellicle ball where one cat is going to be selected to ascend into this other realm and then be reborn for a new life. And there's a cat who I believe it's the pure white cat, the ballerina cat, who goes by Victoria, if I'm not mistaken. She does this dance, which is the invitation to the Jellicle ball. And it, you know, obviously this is radio, so you're not seeing it, but it's pure poetry in motion, literally, right? These are all songs based on poetry, and Gillian Lynn came up with the choreography for it. And the white cat is just a tremendous dancer, very balletic, and is the star of the song, The Invitation to the Jellicle Ball.
Come one, come all, the Jellicle moon is shining bright. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball, Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball,
Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicle cats come one, come all, the Jellicle moon is shining bright. Jellicles come to the Jellicle ball, Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicle cats come one, come all, the Jellicle moon is shining bright.
Jellicle cats meet once a year at the Jellicle ball, where we all rejoice, and the Jellicle leader will soon appear and make what is known as the Jellicle choice. When old Deuteronomy, just before dawn, through a silence you feel you could cut with a knife, announces the cat who can now be reborn and come back to a different Jellicle life. For waiting up there is the heavy side layer, with wonders one Jellicle only will see. And Jellicles ask, because Jellicles dare, who will it be?
That was The Invitation to the Jellicle Ball. And you probably, if you're of a certain age as I am, you probably remember that musical theme with all the commercials for the musical Cats. You know, that became sort of the signature motif, the sonic motif, if you will, of the show. And, God, it's still in my head after all these years. It debuted, what, 41 years ago? And it closed 23 years ago, and it's still bouncing around up there in my head. So it's very, it captures you, even though I never actually saw it on Broadway, you know, and I it was never really something that I was drawn to. It still got in there. That's how powerful it was. And Cats, in the original production, had some very memorable names in it, which, you know, we'll talk about them as they pop up. But for a fun fact, there was one performer who actually stayed in the original production from the opening all the way to the end. It was, let's see, where's my note here on this one? Because it's, I mean, that's pretty impressive to go, what is it, 18 years or something like that, all the way to the end. Where did I put that note? Son of a gun. Ah, well, what can one do? Oh, here it is. Marlene Danielle. She was in the entire run of the show, which is even more impressive when you consider the focus is really on the dancing of it all. And dancing is an athletic activity, and it comes with its own set of physical challenges. And to be dancing at that level for that long, woof, impressive. Absolutely impressive. So the bulk of the show was focused on introducing the different cats to the audience. And one of the first ones to get introduced is a cat known as Rum Tum Tugger. And Rum Tum Tugger was played by Terrence Mann, who was really, it was his breakout Broadway performance. He made his debut 2 years earlier in a production of Barnum in a supporting role. But Rum Tum Tugger put him on the map. It also brought him into contact with the woman that he ended up marrying, Charlotte d'Amboise. But Terrence Mann wanted to be in this production. He had heard about it in London. He had seen it. He wanted to be part of it. He couldn't get an audition. He actually had to go to London and audition, air quotes, for Gillian Lynn, the choreographer, in London, just to get a foot in the door for the Broadway production, which obviously wouldn't ever happen today. But that's how much he wanted to be part of it, that he actually went all the way to London, not exactly under false pretenses, but, you know, finagling things a little bit so that he could get his foot in the door to audition for the Broadway production. And then, of course, he becomes Rum Tum Tugger, and it launches him. And then we see him in Les Miserables, and we see him in Pippin, and we see him in Beauty and the Beast, and we see him in so much. So here is Terrence Mann as Rum Tum Tugger from the original Broadway production of Cats.
If you offer me pheasant, I'd rather have grouse.
If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I'd rather have a house. If you set me on a mouse, then I only want a rat. If you set me on a rat, then I'd rather chase a mouse. Sit.
And there isn't any need for me to shout it.
For he will do as he do.
And there's no doing anything about it. Me in, then I wanna go out.
I'm always on the wrong side of every door.
As soon as I'm at home, then I like to get about.
I like to lie in the bureau drawer,
but I make such a fuss if I can't get out.
Tum Tum Tugger is a curious cat,
and there isn't any need for you to doubt it.
For he will do as he do.
Doing anything about it.
The Rum Tum Tugger is a curious beast.
My disobliging ways are a matter of a habit.
If you offer me fish, then I always want to feast. When there isn't any fish, then I won't eat rat. If you offer me cream, then I
sniff and sniff, for I only like what I find for myself. So you catch me in it right up to my ears if you put it away on a lot of shelf. On your lap in the middle of your sewing with a nothing I enjoy like a horrible need for me to spout it.
What he will do, I should do, do.
And there's no doing anything about wow, about wow, wow, wow.
Terrence Mann as Rum Tum Tugger from the original Broadway cast recording of Cats here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:31, so we're going to pause for a quick word, and then we'll be back with the buzz.
Tig is finally heading to Torrington. Stand-up comedian Tig Notaro's Hello Again Tour makes a stop at the Warner Theater Friday, September 15th. Emmy and Grammy-nominated Tig Notaro brings her brand of comedy to Northwest Connecticut, connecting with fans of all ages. Great seats available at warnertheater.org, warnertheater.org, or by calling the box office 860-489-7180. Don't miss Tig Notaro, September 15th, at Torrington's Warner Theater.
All right, let's look at what's going on in theater, shall we? Goshen Players have announced their production of All Is Calm, a cappella musical about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. That'll be happening November 25th through December 10th. You can check out goshenplayers.org for tickets and info. Landmark Community Theater has announced their production of The Rocky Horror Show. That's going to be happening October 6th through October 28th. For information or tickets, go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. Phoenix Stage Company is going to be opening their production of The Memory Box. That'll be happening October 13th, running through October 22nd. Go to phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more or to purchase your tickets. TheatreWorks New Milford is going to be opening their production of Scotland Road. That'll be opening September 21st, running through October 7th. For tickets and info, go to theaterworks.us. Or tune in next week. They're going to be my guests next week, so you have that to look forward to. And the Warner Theater has announced the annual International Playwrights Festival. That's going to be happening October 13th and 14th. It's two nights, different short pieces each night. So if you buy a ticket to one night or the other night, it's a different grouping of pieces. If you buy tickets to both nights, you're not going to see the same thing twice. Check out warnertheater.org for more on that. Two auditions to mention. First up, Phoenix Stage Company is having auditions for, and this is the short title, The Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol. Those will be happening September 25th and 26th at the Phoenix Stage Company facility in scenic Oakville, Connecticut. The 25th and 26th, 25th and 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. Check out phoenixstagecompany.org for more. And then the TheatreWorks New Milford has announced auditions for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That'll be happening tomorrow, September 10th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the TheatreWorks facility. And then again on Monday, September 11th, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church, 68 Danbury Road in New Milford. Signups are encouraged but not required. Go to theaterworks.us for more on that. And that is the buzz for this morning here on Backstage on WZBG. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we'll be back with more music from Cats.
fun and elegant specially edited premiere of Divine Renovation, the series, hosted by TV icon Eric Estrada, filmed right here in the Litchfield County area, takes place at the Warner Theater in Torrington. Watch your neighbors and local businesses on the big screen helping others, showing that people in this community really care. Tickets at warnertheater.org. Eric will be there. Will you?
Hi, this is Eric Estrada. We're going to see you December the 1st at the Warner Theater. Be there.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG, and just another quick reminder that the Lions Club of Washington has had to cancel their barbecue show that was going to be taking place tomorrow, September 10th. The weather is not cooperating, so they have had to cancel that. But here this morning on Backstage, we are featuring music from Cats the Musical, which closed on September 10th, 2000, after 18 years almost of nonstop Broadway shows. It left Broadway as the longest running show in Broadway history. It has since been surpassed. It is still currently, I believe, the fifth longest running show in Broadway history. Now, this next song features a character by the name of Grizabella. Now, Grizabella was not mentioned in T.S. Eliot's book that Andrew Lloyd Webber used as the original basis for his concept. However, as he was building the music and he put on a little preview of a song cycle, kind of, the widow of T.S. Eliot, I think it was his widow, or at least a representative from his estate, came by and brought some unpublished work that fit in with the whole concept. And one of the poems was called Grizabella the Glamour Cat, and it wasn't published originally because the publishers felt that it was too sad of a story for kids. They thought the book of poetry would be mostly appreciated by kids, you know, read to kids by their parents or just read by kids as they were reading. And they thought that the story was too sad. So it wasn't part of the book. And when Lloyd Webber found this poem, he seized upon it, and this gave him sort of an access point to creating a stronger show concept around it, that Grizabella was this beautiful cat who has fallen on hard times. And in the original Broadway production, the part of Grizabella was played by Betty Buckley, who is a Tony Award winner, has been nominated for Emmys, Grammys, and Olivier. She's a member of the American Theatre Hall of Fame, and it was her role as Grizabella that garnered her the Tony Award. Of course, Betty Buckley went on to play Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. She was in Triumph of Love, Pippin, Mystery of Edwin Drood, 1776. She was most recently on the national tour, I should say, of Hello, Dolly, in the role of Dolly Gallagher Levi. So she is theater royalty as far as I'm concerned, and brought a tremendous performance to life when she was in Cats as Grizabella. It was triumphant. It was iconic, you know. So we're not going to do the signature song yet. That's going to come a little bit later. But this is the song that introduces her character. This is Grizabella the Glamour Cat.
Stained with sand. resort near the grimy road of Tottenham Court. She flitted about the no man's land from the rising sun to the friend at hand, and the postman sighed as he scratched his head. You really had thought she ought to be dead, and who would ever suppose that that was Grizabella, the Glamour Cat.
Grizabella, the Glamour Cat.
Grizabella, the Glamour Cat.
Grizabella the Glamour Cat, from the original Broadway cast recording of Cats, here on Backstage on WZBG. And so you've got Terrence Mayne, you've got Betty Buckley, and you've also got, in this particular production, Ken Page. Now, you may not know the name, but you know the voice. Ken Page was in 8 Minutes to Behavin'. He originated the role of Ken, and he was the original Old Deuteronomy in Cats. And if that doesn't do it for you, if you've ever seen the stop-motion animation film The Nightmare Before Christmas, Ken Page is the voice of Mr. Oogie Boogie. Tremendous, tremendous performer. Deep, resonant bass voice. Amazing presence on stage, or even just vocally, if he's doing animated work. From St. Louis originally, and spends a great deal of time these days popping up at the Muni over there in St. Louis. Jesus Christ Superstar, Aida, The Wizard of Oz, Les Miserables, Little Shop of Horrors. So still a working actor and just a powerful, powerful performer. So here's the song from the original Broadway cast recording of Cats that introduces his character, titled, appropriately enough, Old Deuteronomy.
When he sits in the sun on the vicarage wall, the oldest
last inhabitant croaks, "Well, of all things, can it be really? No, yes, oh, hi, oh, my eye. My mind may be wandering, but I confess, I believe it is all Deuteronomy.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Cats here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:47, so we should talk about the weather. According to the WZBG Weather Center, today we will have sun and clouds, warm and humid, a chance for scattered afternoon or evening showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low 80s. Tonight will be a chance for a lingering shower, then mostly cloudy, mild and muggy, patchy fog. It'll be lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunday, we should see partly cloudy weather, warm and humid, chance for scattered afternoon or evening showers and storms, highs of around 80. And Monday should be mostly cloudy with a chance for showers. It'll be humid, highs between 75 and 80. And right now, it's about 72 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. So not a great weather weekend, unfortunately, but could be worse, you know. After the heat we had this week, it's nice that it's coming down a little bit. It's still going to be humid. We're still going to have some rain, but not as oppressively hot. Still, make sure you're safe out there. Stay hydrated. And, you know, if you don't have to be out and about doing anything physically exerting, don't do it. All right. But getting back to Cats here on Backstage on WZBG, there's one more cat. I mean, there's many cats in Cats, but there's one more cat who has a particular song that I want to share, since we are getting a little close to the end here. But one of, again, the signature songs, one of the things that'll stick with you is this one, which you probably can remember. It was almost as ever-present as the, you know, the Invitation to the Jellicle Ball, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and that's a particular cat, a magical cat, known as Mr. Mistopheles. So here, from the original Broadway cast recording of Cats, is Mr. Mistopheles.
You want to ask Mr. Mistopheles, the original conjuring cat.
The greatest magicians have something to learn from Mr. Mistopheles' conjuring turn.
And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever at magic or Mr. Mistopheles.
He is quiet, he is small, he is black, from the ears to the tip of his tail. He can creep through the tiniest crack, he can walk on the narrowest rail. He can pick any card from the pack, he is equally cunning with dice. He's always deceiving you into believing that he's only hunting for mice. He can play any trick with a cork or a spoon and a bit of fish paste. And if you look for a knife or a fork and you think it is merely misplaced,
you have seen it one moment, then it is gone. You find it next week lying out on the lawn. And we all say,
oh well,
shyer, but my voice has been heard on the roof. When I was curled up by the fire, and I've sometimes been heard by the fire, when I was about on the roof. At least they all heard that somebody purred, which is incontestable proof of my singular magical powers. And I've known the family to call me in from the garden for hours when I was asleep in the hall.
And not long ago, this phenomenal cat produced 7 kittens right out of a hat. And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles. Do 7 kittens right out of a hat. And we all say, oh, well, I never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles.
There you go, Mr. Mistopheles from the original Broadway cast recording of Cats here on Backstage on WZBG. And I don't know, that's another one that sticks in my mind. For some reason, that song and the da-na-na-na-na-na-na, those are the two that always stand out. And well, there's a third. There's absolutely a third, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, and I think we're going to close with that one today. But before I do that, I want to remind everybody that next weekend here on Backstage, I'm going to have representatives from TheatreWorks New Milford who are going to talk all about Scotland Road, their upcoming play. Sounds really interesting. A woman is found adrift in the Atlantic, dressed in clothing from the era of the Titanic, and the only word she will say at first is Titanic. And so they have to figure out who she is and what's going on. Sounds really cool. So I'm going to have representatives from TheatreWorks New Milford to talk about that. And in the meantime, I hope everybody has a fabulous week. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Spread the love and the positivity, because that's what we're all about here on Backstage on WZBG. And so here it is. I'm going to leave you with this last song from Cats, the original Broadway cast recording. Betty Buckley in arguably the most famous song from the entire show. This is Memory. Have a great week, everybody.
Daylight, see the dew on a sunflower and a rose that is fading. Roses wither away like the sun. I yearn to turn my face to the dawn. I am waiting for the day.
Now, old Deuteronomy, just before dawn, through a silence you feel you could cut with a knife, announces the cat who can now be reborn and come back to a different Jellicle life.
can smile at the old days. I was beautiful then. I remember a time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again. Burned out ends of smoky days, stale cold smell of morning. A street lamp dies another night, is over another day is dawning. Daylight, I must wait for the sun.
FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.